USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden assured Americans on Tuesday, saying America's energy prices will be going down in the future after releasing 2.5 days worth of oil from the strategic reserves, Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News has this analogy.
I think that one of the differences between people and dogs is that dogs would never allow the weakest or the dumbest to lead the pack. President Biden's energy policy is both weak and dumb.
NASA launched a mission to deliberately smash a spacecraft into an asteroid, a test in case humanity ever needs to block a giant space rock from wiping out life on Earth. The DART is going to test its theory. It blasted off at 10:21 p.m. local time Tuesday on board a SpaceX rocket from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As we get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday, Americans were asked what their plans are for the feasts of all feasts.
A new survey conducted by Axios and Ipsos found 67% of U.S. adults are planning to see friends and family from outside their households during the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. That group includes 73% of Republicans, 70% of Independents, and 63% of Democrats. 31% of respondents say they see a large or moderate risk in gathering with family or friends for Thanksgiving this year, which, according to Axios, was significantly down from the 64% tracked in 2020. The poll conducted between November 19th and the 22nd surveyed 1,023 general population adults. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3.3 percentage points. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former President Trump met with Kyle Rittenhouse and tells Fox News his thoughts on the 18-year-old.
Really a nice young man, and what he went through, that was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in 1/4 of a second, he was going to pull the trigger. Kyle would have been dead. He's a really good young guy. He's 18 years old. Just left Mar-a-Lago a little while ago, and he should never have been put through that. That was prosecutorial misconduct, and it's happening all over the United States right now with the Democrats.
45 weighs in on the Waukesha Christmas parade attack on Sunday.
Well, he was out on bail, and he was a rough cookie, and it looked like they caught him in some other act, and he was speeding. This guy was crazy and a real professional criminal. And a bad guy, and the good news is he hated Trump, okay? He hated Trump based on early reporting. And he should not have been out. He should have never... can you imagine? I looked at that car going in. Somebody said 30 miles an hour. That was a lot more than 30. Right through the middle of a band of people, hitting them from the back. So 5 are dead, 40 are badly wounded. The 5 number will go much higher. All because of a bad guy, and he was out on bail, a very low bail. Terrible situation. I mean, just terrible.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.